Colby would convert a third down on the drive, but then would move it down to the Scott City 17-yard line. And Scott City's defense, who had had a hard time getting Colby off the field in the second half, would come up with a big play on fourth down with under 10 minutes to go.
Fourth and two here with 9:50 to go. Shotgun from Myers. Two wings set up. This will be a sweep play left side here. Scott said he had it strung out, and they'll stop it for a two-yard loss at the 19.
Yes.
Good defensive play that time. Jaeger stops him for a two-yard loss at the 19, and a big turnover on downs with 9:44 to go.
After taking over the 19-yard line, Harrison King would start the series at quarterback. He would throw one on second down, intended for Blaine Culp on kind of a hitch-and-go pattern, what it looked like. But Colby was called for pass interference, giving Sky City a first down. The Beavers would convert a third and long to near midfield. They'd be penalized once again, though. They'd be back to their own 44-yard line on second and long, and Scott City got right back into the ballgame.
They look over the sideline for the signals. Empty backfield. And a low snap here. It's going to be a sweet play for Parker. Gooden left side. Gets the 45. Breaks her tackle. 50. Here we go. 45, 40. Left sideline. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. It's a two-point game. Touchdown, Scott City. 56 big yards for the senior Gooden. And it's 14-12 with 6:02 to go.
So Scott City pulled to within two at 14-12. 6:02 to go. That was a six-play, 81-yard drive that took 3 minutes and 41 seconds. But Scott City had to tie the game. They would have to go for two after being penalized at the three-yard line. Backed him up 5 yards, but Scott City would find a way to tie the game at 14.
Empty backfield. Wenderlin and McDaniel left. To the right is going to be Goodman. Low snap here, but Gooden plenty of time. Into the back of the end zone, pass is caught! Two-point conversion, good. Brandon Wenderlin, we're all squared up with 6:02 to go at 14.
So halfway through the fourth quarter, Scott City would tie the game up at 14, 6:02 to go. And then some interesting situations happened. I'll just put it that way. Interesting is the key word, and none of them went Scott City's way. The first was on a third down and long when it looked like Scott City might have an interception.
Third and 10 for Colby. They are 4 of 5 in the second half on third downs. Shotgun, four receiver set. Here's Myers back to pass on third down. We'll throw it deep, and that's going to be overthrown. And Serrano will get the pick. He'll get the pick at the 43-yard line. The flag comes out. We might have an interference or a block in the back on Scott City, but hopefully this stands. With 4:14 to go, if it holds, that would be Myers' second interception of the year.
It was a very, very late flag. Well after the interception, the ruling on the field would be that Scott City was called for holding. And I know that was a tough call watching back, and it was hard to see where the hold would be. But as the case said, it was a 10-yard penalty. Still 3rd and 1 for Colby. They would convert the first down. And then on the next play, from their own 37-yard line, quarterback Ryan Myers would be advancing the 39, but Scott City would stuff the play and push him back a little too hard, according to the officials' liking. They would throw a personal foul call on Scott City, and then the bench got called for Scott City for really arguing the call. Another 15-yard penalty, so 30-yard play or penalties for Scott City put Colby all the way down to the 31-yard line. Middle of the fourth quarter, this is tied at 14 still, so it's anybody's game. Some big calls went against Scott City, unfortunately. But the defense would stand up for Scott City late in the fourth quarter with under a minute to go on a fourth down.
Here's a 4th down and 5. Myers back to pass on fourth down. Now under pressure, he just throws it up for grabs, and it is going to be incomplete. Incomplete and a turnover on downs as Myers got drilled by Vandergriff. But Scott City has 74 yards for the win and just 43 seconds and 2 timeouts.
So 43 seconds to go in the game. Scott City would get to the 47-yard line. Parker Gooden would throw one up for grabs, trying to make a play there, but Colby would pick Scott City off.
So 2nd down, 5th play of the drive. 53 yards for the victory for Scott City with 19 seconds. 3 plays left maybe in this game. Tied at 14, empty backfield. And Hunter Jaeger goes in motion left to right. Back to pass is Gooden on 2nd down. He's going to go for the home run ball. It's going to be underthrown, and intercepted. Here's Calvin Stepp right side. Makes through a tackle, 40, and he'll run out of bounds with 7.5 seconds to go. That happened. So turnover number 4 of the night by Scott City. Gooden, his first pick of the year. Of course, first time he's been in quarterback all year tonight, but That package there, 7.1 to go. Colby with the ball, tied at 14, 7.5, and you know where this is going.
This will be the first of three plays in the final 20 seconds of the ball game, where each team had one opportunity to win. Colby had the ball for one final time of regulation with 7 seconds to go. They'd be at their own 41-yard line.
7 seconds to go, just four down linemen. Back to passes. Myers now under pressure. He's going to throw it late, and it's picked up by Wenderland. He gets out of bounds with 1.8 to go. Are you kidding me? Wenderland with his first pick of the year in Scott City. If they could get a Hail Mary, could win this.
After juggling it, Wenderland would take it to the 32 of Colby and run out of bounds there with 1.8 seconds on the clock. So Scott City would have one final play at the Eagle 32 in regulation, and they would go for the win.
Taranga to the left. This is the last play of regulation, 14-0. Gooden in empty backfield from the 32 of Colby, first and 10. Here's Gooden rolling to his right. Now we'll step up. Now we'll step back. He will heave it in the end zone. Jump ball situation, and it is intercepted. Yes, in the end zone at the goal line. Calvin Stepp with the interception, and oh my, we are headed to overtime, tied at 14.
The game would not be decided in 48 minutes, so Scott City and Colby would head to overtime, tied at 14. And man, oh man, what a fourth quarter it was there. A lot of drama, especially in the last 6 minutes. But overtime would serve up plenty of drama of its own. We'll have that for you in our next segment here on WesternKansasNews.com.